The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
Oh, God. I can't believe I'm doing this. There's no fucking way that message was real. She's gone. She disappeared. She's okay, and I hope that she is. She's somewhere far away from this shitty little town. On the other hand, the message was so like her. The handwriting was hers, the dumb little hearts over the eyes, and whoever wrote it knew what kind of porn I like. The only person who ever found that out was my older sister. And she said that Dad lied to me about the night that she ran away. I know that's true. She would never do that. Especially not after we fought. But meeting here, in the middle of the woods, at midnight? God, this is some serial killer shit if ever I've seen it. Hello?
Boo!
Oh, Jesus Christ! That isn't funny. You scared the shit out of me.
It was a little funny.
Fine. I'm glad you got your laugh at the expense of your poor, worried little sister.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't help myself. I always used to love spooking you, and it's really good to see you. Even under these circumstances.
Yeah. Look, it's amazing to see you again, okay? I can't tell you how happy I am that you're... okay, but it's been months, and we haven't heard anything. I thought you might be dead in some back alley in the city, or be working on the street, or, God, so many awful things.
Hey, you can see I'm fine. But you weren't too far off. I was in a lot of trouble for a while, and no one cared. Thankfully, things worked out. I mean, you should be able to tell. Don't I look nice?
You do look really happy. And healthy, too. A little bruised, though, but that is a beautiful dress.
Thanks. It was a gift.
It's really, old school and kind of gothic.
Between you and me, I think it's older than Grandma, but it's really nice, right?
Yeah.
Are you okay? You seem kind of freaked out.
I'm fine. No, I'm not. I'm definitely freaking out. How did you survive out here? What happened to you? Where do you get a dress like that in the middle of the fucking woods?
Well, it's a gift from my boyfriend. He lives out here.
So you really did run away with a guy? To the woods?
No. Not really. Dad lied. The cops lied. Everyone lied. They all know that I was raped and abducted. It's just that none of them cared.
Oh my God. I can't believe that happened to you. I mean, I fucking knew that Dad wasn't telling the truth. He was so fucking weird when he got back after the fight. And the idea of you running away in the middle of the night?
Running away? He drove me all the way out here. In fact, it's almost exactly where you parked your car. And then he forced me out.
What? He just kicked you out?
Yep. And he acted like it was punishment. Walk home and think about what you did. That kind of bullshit.
Acted like? What really happened?
I'll tell you everything. But first, walk with me and tell me what our parents have said about me.
They just won't talk about you. At first, I thought it was too painful, but...
But?
Well, Dad gets angry if I bring you up. I think Mom feels guilty about you being gone, but she's too afraid to talk about you. Every one of your friends thinks that Well...
What?
That you had a big fight with Dad, and then ran away with some college boy from out of town. Supposedly there was some kind of note from you which explained everything, but I never saw it, and no one would show it to me. I tried going to the cops, but they just sent me back home. What is going on?
It sounds so crazy when I say it like this, but basically I was sold.
Sold? Like you were sex trafficked?
No. Well, actually, yes. Kind of. I don't know. I was sold like a piece of meat. My boyfriend, my lover, is special. He's powerful and rich. He really can't meet girls normally, so he pays the town to bring them to him.
And we're going to meet him? The man who bought you?
Yep. He paid a lot for me, and I was actually kind of flattered when he told me how many pounds of gold he traded. Even though I knew he didn't pick me exactly, I get the impression that he's pretty happy with me.
Look, I know we're going to meet this guy, but we don't have to. I mean, my car is completely gassed up and is right there. We can just get in and just drive. We can go to the state police or even the feds, or we can just leave. I have some money with me. Not a lot, but maybe we can find some other place.
Oh, Sam. I know you mean well, but I've made peace with my situation. I've embraced it. What you don't realize or understand is how special my lover is. To be with him is a privilege.
I don't think I like this. I think I want to go home.
Sam, please. This is more important than just introducing you to my lover or even explaining what happened to me. It took a lot of convincing to get him to let you meet him. It's also going to save the town and more girls from being treated like I was.
Save the town? What do you mean?
You wouldn't believe how corrupt all the important people in this town are. The entire council is in on it. They embezzle huge amounts of money, and then they pretend that the fire department or the schools are broke.
And no shit.
Yeah, and the extra money all comes from him, my lover. He's incredibly generous. He's given them enough gold that there shouldn't be anyone who ever goes hungry or without a home or without good education. Hell, everyone could have the very best healthcare if the town council weren't so fucking greedy.
So, if he's so rich, then, why does he stay around here? Why doesn't he just leave?
I'm not sure he can. Not really. It's complicated. Besides, why should he have to leave? He's the best thing that's ever happened to this dump. It's basically his kingdom. We just never knew it.
I just mean it isn't normal to live out here alone for either of you.
Almost there. He should be meeting us soon. And actually, it's great out here. There isn't any social media, and he only lets me on the internet if I've been very good. But I barely even miss it anymore. I read a lot of books and do housework, service his needs. I'm completely fulfilled.
Lets you? What, like he controls you?
Not all of me. Just the important parts. How I dress, where I go, what kind of chores I do, when to suck him off.
You look happy, but this doesn't seem healthy.
It's not that bad. It's just like cottagecore and BDSM had a baby. Oh, there you are. There you are, love. Here's my sister, just like I promised.
Oh my God, he's not human. He's a monster.
Shh. It's okay. You're with me, and he's expecting you. You're not in any danger. Also, we don't use the M word unless we're trying to provoke him a little. So, isn't she beautiful? She has eyes like mine, but her hair is so much different, right? Doesn't her body just look so innocent and delicious?
What? I'm not...
Yes, you are. You were pretty when I left, but now? Now you're drop-dead gorgeous, and the guys in this town do not deserve you. You don't have a boyfriend right now, right?
No, I don't, but...
Exactly. And that's not because you don't like guys. I know what you like. I remember finding all that werewolf porn on your laptop. Trust me, you're going to love this.
Love? What? I mean, oh God. Is he naked?
Of course he is. He's been waiting for you. And look how ready he is.
My God, he's so fucking hard, and he's huge. And you fuck him?
Yeah. I can promise you, he's going to show you a very good time.
I can't. You can't make me. I mean, I believe that it's okay for you, but...
It's all right, baby. Nothing bad is going to happen. He's just going to make you a woman.
Oh, God. Why?
Well, he has a very healthy sex drive. One girl just isn't enough for him, so something had to be done. And I won't share him with just anyone. Only you deserve to be fucked like this.
I don't want this. I don't want to be raped by...
Shh, relax. I said the same thing.
Please let me go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't come looking for you earlier. I'm sorry I let Dad get away with this. I'm sorry that...
You don't have anything to be sorry for. I know it might seem scary right now, but I'm just being a good big sister for you. Your first time is important. It should be with somebody worthy.
I don't want to.
I know, but it's really far too late for second thoughts. If you run, it'll just work him up more, and then he might lose control. You don't want that. Trust me.
Oh, God. Keep going. Why are you holding me? We have to run.
Easy. Easy. Just hold still. It will all be over soon, and it will feel so good.
No.
Trust me. Don't struggle. It's just going to make him... Lay down here, on the ground. Show him that you're smart enough to submit to him. I was dumb and it took me a long time to heal.
Look, I'm not running, okay? I'm getting on the ground and I'm spreading my legs.
That's right. Good girl.
He's really, really big.
I know. It's hot, right?
Yeah, I guess. And terrifying.
You'll learn to enjoy that, too.
I'm scared. Don't leave me here.
I won't. I'll never leave you alone again. Especially not with our family.
Oh. Okay.
He's just going to lift your skirt and... Oops. Well, I've got a lot of spare clothes from other girls.
What? What other girls? Oh, fuck. Now that he's close, he's...
Don't struggle. He's going to have to hold you down and... use his claws to keep you still. Now be a good girl and spread as wide as you can. Oh, and try to relax. He's big, but you can take him.
Fuck!
That's it. You're doing great.
I can't take this.
You can. You're a tough girl.
Oh, fuck.
Good girl. Now he's going to fuck you, and it may...
Oh, God.
Don't go too hard on her. It's her first time. Remember, you get two mates now.
Fine. So good.
There you go. Just let yourself enjoy it.
You can go harder. Oh, harder, please.
You heard the lady. Go
Deeper. I can take it. I want it deeper.
His cock is the best, right? I never imagined anything could hurt so good.
Oh, fuck. I'm losing control. I can't. It's too much.
Just let go, baby. Just let your body do what it wants. It wants to come.
Fuck, I'm so close.
That's it. Come for him. Come for him and make him happy. Good. You really got her off, but I'm not sure she can take any more.
Please. Just let me rest.
It's okay, baby. She can't take any more. You can just finish at me like normal. Why don't you fuck my mouth? Let me show her what a good time she has ahead of her. Taste my little sister on your cock, sir. How twisted is that?
Fuck. You must have done this a lot to take him that deep. Are you really gonna let me do that with him?
Of course. Only the best for my little sister.
Can I go next?
Be patient, jeez. I'm not even done with...
Oh my god. I can see him swelling. How can you take him so deep in your throat? He's coming. Oh my god. He came a lot.
Yeah. He always comes this much. You've seen his balls, right? He'll be ready to go again soon. It's so fucking hot.
So, you're just gonna take me home with you, like I'm his new doll?
No, it's not that bad. Sure, he owns you now, but he owns me too, and look how happy I am. Plus, he never forces anyone to stay with him for longer than 10 years, so you can leave after that if you want, but I bet you won't want to leave. As for you, it's just like we discussed. You can use my sister if you want, but you have to take care not to hurt her seriously, and she's the only other girl you get. She's a good girl, but you always have to come back to me.
Oh, God. I'm so sore. I'm covered in scratches and cuts and bruises.
Oh, I know, baby, I know. We're going to get you home now to rest and recover before your next time.
Next time, I can't do this again. Can't I just go home? I won't tell. You know I won't.
Oh, no, sweetheart. You do not want to go back to our parents' house. It's not safe anymore.
Why not?
Don't you know? The Harvest Festival is coming up soon. My lover and I are going to be the guest of honor.